On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, she was an irrepressible driving force in traditional music, a ballad singer, songwriter, author, folklorist, and mountain dulcimer player whose clear, gentle, and unassuming voice instantly took you to the remote hills and hollers of Perry County, Kentucky. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of the new Coon Creek Girls, Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin, and Allison Krause in Union Station, we'll be continuing our Bluegrassical celebration of Gene Ritchie. Coming up this, for the time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath's frosty wine, when the morn along the fallow field doth silver shine, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. One of the reasons Gene Ritchie is called the mother of folk is that she served as a link between the fiercely traditional songs she learned as a child in the Cumberland Mountains and the wave of more contemporary folk music that swept the nation during the great folk boom of the 50s and 60s. Besides writing enduring songs, she also helped popularize many of the old ballads, like Child Ballad No. 243, sometimes called The Demon Lover, James Harris, or here, as sung by Tony Rice, The House Carpenter.
Well met, well met, said an old true love. Well met, said he. I'm just returning from the salt, salt sea, and it's all for the love of thee. Come in, my old true love, and have a sit by me. It's been three-fourths of a long, long year since together we have been. I can't come in and I can't sit down, for I'm only a moment's time. They say you're married to a house carpenter, and your heart will never be mine. Well, I could have married the king's daughter fair, and she would have married me, but I have forsaken her crowns of gold, and it's all for the love of thee. Now will you, forsaken your house carpenter, and go along with me? I'll take you to where the grass grows green on the banks of the deep blue sea. Then she picked up her darling little babe, and kisses she gave it three, saying, stay right here, my darling little babe, and keep your papa company. They had not been on the ship 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not three, till his true love began to weep and to mourn, and she wept most bitterly, saying, are you weeping for my silver and my gold? Saying, are you weeping for my store? Or are you weeping for that house carpenter whose face you'll never see no more? A curse to the sailor, she cried. A curse, she swore. You've robbed me of my sweet little babe that I shall never see no more. They had not been on the ship 3 weeks. I'm sure it was not four till there came a leak in the bottom of the ship, and it sank 'em for to rise no more.
Tony Rice singing one of the most enduring of all the old songs, The House Carpenter, a gripping tale of temptation, double cross, and damnation, which Tony sings to perfection on his Sugar Hill album, Church Street Blues. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and our second installment on the life, times, and songs of Gene Ritchie. With her flowing red hair and modest dress, Gene Ritchie had a quietly striking stage presence. In the words of journalist Doug Goodkin, quote, "She sang old ballads, play parties, lullabies, and folk songs, none of which I recognized, but all of which I knew in some secret part of my soul. Murder, treachery, tragedy, love mostly unrequited, nightingales, cuckoos, and the magic of twilight a-stealing. It wasn't exactly the story she told or the words she sang, but the feeling of it all that captivated me. Through her, I could hear the voice of a family, a people, a culture, and a misty morning in a Kentucky holler, all of it given voice through this pure and untrammeled voice. I fell in love at once." End of quote. Here's one of her superlative originals, which Johnny Cash would later record. Gene's son John relates, quote, "When my mother was a young girl, the Louisville and Nashville Railroad had a little passenger train that ran by the mouth of the Slabtown Holler in Viper, Kentucky, where the Ritchie family lived. When the coal mine shut down, the passenger service, along with the coal trains, was discontinued. It was one of the first signs of hard times." End quote. These are the new Coon Creek Girls in the LNN. Don't stop here anymore.
When I was a curly-headed baby, my daddy set me down on his knee, saying, "Girl, you go to school and you learn your letters. Don't you marry no dusty miner boy like me." And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of empties, 'cause the LNN don't stop here anymore. Now I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Oh, but now he goes to town with empty pockets, and Lord, his face is as white as a February snow. And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of empties, 'cause the LNN don't stop here anymore. No, the LNN don't stop here anymore. Tipples roar. Oh, by God, I wish the grass would turn into money and fill my greenbacks in my pockets once more. And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now the they stand in a rusty row of empties. Cause the yelling don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the office to get my payday like I've done before. But those katsu vines, they were covering over the doorway, and there were weeds and grass growing right through the floor. Oh, oh, oh. And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. And now they stand in a rusty row of empties, cause the alien don't stop here anymore. No, the alien don't stop here anymore. Stop here anymore.
Twilight is stealing over the sea. Shadows are falling from that far off shore, far away beyond starry skies, where the love light never, never dies. Gleameth the mansion filled with delight, sweet happy home so bright.
Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin singing Twilight is Stealing from their Rounder project, Our Town. The song was originally entitled Twilight is Falling and was composed in the late 19th century by Aldine Kiefer and Benjamin Unseld, two early shape note music educators. The Ritchie family used it to close down their many singing sessions held on their front porch. And the new Coon Creek Girls went first with the title track to their Pinecastle effort, The L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. Gene Ritchie's poignant story of the economic devastation that swept through the mountains with the demise of the coal and railroad industries. Here's another of Gene's originals containing similar sentiments, sung by her two sons, Peter Pickow and John Pickow, on Compass Records' tribute to Gene Ritchie entitled Dear Gene.
Standing on the mountain, standing on the mountain, standing on the mountain, don't you want to go? Oh, the last old train's a-leaving, last old train's a-leaving, last old train's a-leaving, don't you want to go? Oh, hear the hills a-falling, hear the hills a-falling, hear the hills a-falling, don't you want to go? Hear the nightbirds calling, hear the nightbirds calling, hear the nightbirds calling, I don't know. Oh, the last old train's a-leaving, the last old train's a-leaving, the last old train's a-leaving, don't you want to go? Trains are leaving, don't you wanna go? Trains are leaving, don't you want to go? Standing on the mountain, standing on the mountain, standing on the mountain, don't you want to go? Oh, the last old train's leaving, the last old train's leaving. Last old train's a-leaving, don't you want to go? Oh, the last old train's a-leaving, the last old train's a-leaving, last old train's a-leaving, I don't want to go.
Peter and John Pickow with Kenny Kosek on the fiddle, putting some nice old-time moves on one of their mom's best tunes, Last Old Train's a-leaving, as heard on Compass Records' 2-CD project, Dear Gene. Artists celebrate Gene Ritchie. We'll let guitarist Al Petaway and fiddler Amy White whisk us on through our looming break with a tune Gene once described as, quote, one of the saddest and loveliest songs I know, end of quote. This is The Cuckoo from the duo's Land of the Sky recording. And our exploration of Ritchie Grass will continue with tunes from Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, Alison Krauss and Union Station, and Gene Ritchie herself, immediately following our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. ¶¶ We're back, still in the midst of our bluegrassically tinged exploration of the mother of folk, Gene Ritchie. In 1963, folklorist Ralph Rinsler put together a remarkable concert at a hip Greenwich Village nightclub attended, as the liner notes to the CD relate, by a, quote, audience of fad-following New Yorkers, end of quote. Gene Ritchie was 40 at the time and Doc Watson 38. Even though the two had been reared only 200 miles apart, neither had heard of each other prior to their meeting backstage, prior to the show. Here are two of the six songs they performed together that magical night.
He's so bashful.
Oh, I'll get through laughing and start it in a minute. Where are you going, my pretty little miss? Where are you going, my daisy?
Oh, if I don't get me a young man soon, I think I'm going crazy. Hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-doo-dum, hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-dee. Hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-doo-dum, hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-dee.
How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey?
Well, if I don't die of a broken heart, I'll be 16 next summer.
Oh, can you court my pretty little miss? Oh, can you court wildflowers?
Well, I can court more in a minute and a half than you can in an hour.
Good looking.
Well, I'll marry you, but I won't do your washing and your cooking.
Hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-diddle-little-dum, hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-dee. Hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-diddle-little-dum, hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-dee. Then I won't marry you, my pretty little miss. I won't marry you, my dear old.
Oh, who's asking you to marry me, you big black-headed scarecrow? Hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-diddle-little-dum, hi-ring-tum-a-ding-tum-a-doo-dee.
Harm Hubbard is a, as I said, a local murder ballad, and it talks all about him being not guilty. And the song goes on and on, tells about what these people did that caught him and killed him, punished him for a crime that the song says he didn't do. Now, they say folk songs are always true, and I believe that Harm Hubbard really wasn't guilty.
They let him up the holler. They let
they wound the cords around him, they bound him to the tree. 11 balls went through him, his body shrunk away. Arm Hubbard was not guilty, I've heard great many say. Arm Hubbard was not guilty, I've heard great many say. He was not in this country, he was 90 miles away.
Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson performing live at Folk City from a Smithsonian Folkways project of the same name. As Joe Wilson indicates in the liner notes, quote, "Nothing that improbable is allowed, even in fiction," end of quote. The song Jenny Jenkins has been traced back to 1823, but its origins are probably much earlier than that. It was sung as part of a courting game where the boy will ask the girl if she will wear a particular color. The girl is required to answer in rhyme, as in, "Will you wear the blue?" "No, I won't wear the blue, for the color isn't true." If she can't answer in rhyme, she would either have to kiss the boy or perhaps go to the dance with him. To this day, it's a popular children's song and the subject of a 2000 book by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, who sing the Ritchie family staple here.
Will you wear white, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear white, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear white, for the color's too bright.
I'll buy me a folder, roly, tilly, tolly, seek a double, use it, cause a roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will you wear green, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear green, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear green, it's a shame to be seen.
I'll buy me a faldy, roldy, tilly, tolly, seek a double, use it, cause you roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will you wear blue, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear blue, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear blue, for the color's too true.
I'll buy me a foldy, roldy, tilly, tolly, seek a double, use it, cause you roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Seek a double, use it, cause you roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will you wear brown, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear brown, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear brown, for I'd never get around.
I'll buy me a foldy, roly, tilly, tolly, seek a double, use it, cause you roll to find me. Jenkins roll. Will you wear beige, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear beige, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear beige, for it shows my age. I'll
buy me a foldy, roldy, tilly, tolly, seek a double, use it, cause it roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Thank you.
you wear orange, oh my dear, will you wear orange, Jenny Jenkins?
No orange I won't wear, and it rhymes so there.
I'll buy me a foldy rolly till the tallest seek a double, use a cozy roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. What will you wear, oh my dear, what will you wear, Jenny Jenkins?
Oh, what do you care if I just go bare?
I'll buy me a foldy, roll it, tilt it, tall, seek a double, use a cozy roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Roll. Jenkins roll. Oh, Jenny Jenkins
story, and it won't take long. About a lazy farmer who wouldn't hoe his corn. The reason why I never could tell, for that young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June, and by July it was up to his eye. Come September, there came a big frost, and all the young man's corn was lost. One grain.
what do you say? Giving me the devil cause I wouldn't hold corn.
Alison Krauss and Union Station, preceded by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, with two old-timers, Gene Ritchie, helped popularize. Alison and the Boys gave us Young Man Who Wouldn't Raise Corn from their live CD, and Jerry Garcia and David Grisman were on the front end with Jenny Jenkins, which they made into an award-winning children's book. You'll hear it on their Grateful Dog collaboration. Fiddler Matt Brown will propel us through our forthcoming break with his instrumental renderings on another children's song that was used in Playing a Game. From the Dear Gene collection, this is Golden Ring Around the Susan Girl. More Richie Grass from Alan Sinaki, Kim and Reggie Harris, and Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen immediately upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Have returned with our final segment on the life and times of Gene Ritchie. Her first solo album was released in 1952 under a title that pretty much said it all, Gene Ritchie singing the traditional songs of her Kentucky Mountain family. She ultimately would record over 30 albums, including an instructional guide to playing the mountain dulcimer. Here's a tune she recorded on one of her early albums, Child Ballad No. 78, sung here by Alan Sinaki, The Unquiet Grave, a morbid and mysterious lyric, a dialogue between the living and the dead that speaks to the persistence of grief and desire. Thank you.
In the morning, let the sun shine down on me. Roll on clouds in the morning, roll on clouds in the morning, roll on clouds in the morning, let the sun shine down on me.
Roll on.
Shine down on me.
Roll on clouds in the morning. Roll on clouds in the morning. Let the sun shine down on me.
Kim and Reggie Harris paying homage to one of Gene Ritchie's most uplifting numbers, Let the Sun Shine Down on Me, which the duo sings to perfection on the previously alluded to Dear Gene, Artists Celebrate Gene Ritchie collection. And Alan Sinocchi led things off with The Unquiet Grave, as heard on his Wooden Man, Old Songs from the Southern School release. You're enjoying the sounds of Ritchie Grass thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs for your perusing at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Jean and her husband Peter Pickow lived for years in Port Washington on Long Island, New York, where they ran a record label and music publishing company. When her husband of 60 years died in 2010, Jean returned to her home state of Kentucky, where she passed away at her home in Berea on June 1st, 2015, at the age of 92. She left behind an incredibly rich musical legacy, a house full of awards and accolades, and some of the most poignant and ancient tone-laced songs ever recorded, like Winter Grace, the title track to Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen's Dog Boy release.
This is the time so well we love, the time of all the year, when winter calls with chilling breath for fireside and good cheer. A time for man and beast to stand and feel the seasons turn, to watch the stars for secret signs and God's true lessons learn. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the morn along the fallow field does silver shine. Shines over hill and plain. We know anew that little babe is born to us again. And man and beast and bird and tree, each one in his own place, we bow for winter rest and grace. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the morn along the fallow field does sing. Thank you. The time when the corn is all into the barn, the old cow's breath so frosty white, and the morn along the fallow field does silver shine.
And on that high, happy, in the words of Gene Ritchie's Peace Round, oh, what a goodly thing if the children of all men could dwell together in peace, kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. On the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be returning to August, September, and October 1977 when, among other things, Don Reno and Bill Harrell part company. Lead singer John Starling leaves the seldom seen to return to his medical practice, and fiddler Tater Tate joins Lester Flatt and the Nashville Grass. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be sampling nothing but 40-year-old gems on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.